Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly McCarthy Show. Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh, the Dolly McCarthy Show. Hello, darling.
I said
hello,
darling.
What's up, girl?
Yeah,
she's breaking the news.
I said
hello,
darling.
Darling.
I said
hello,
darling. What's up, girl?
Yeah,
keep bringing the truth.
Darling.
I said hello,
darling. Looking swell.
Versus now Dolly Day,
a new holiday for us all to share.
Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared.
So Dolly never goes, she's here and she's staying. You feel the room sway while Love and Money's playing all your favorite songs from now to way back then.
So Dolly never go away again.
I said
hello.
McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Emission experts for over 10 years, conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car's needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. Check out Clark's Car Care. Happy cars, happy owners. Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. North Fork Farm, another sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm is family-owned and operated since 1961. It was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk. North Fork Farm, offering services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm for any tour at 815-768-5400. Check them out on the web at nforkfarm.com. Midwest Coach Limousine is a family-run company that is led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo, or you can call them at 331-903-0088 and book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Check out Midwest Coach Limousine. Their staff is ready to make your special events memorable. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show and you get your first dance lesson absolutely free. Why reserve all the fun for me? Take part in this fun opportunity to learn ballroom dancing, swing, all kinds of fun things to get you moving and grooving. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oprah. Thank you, guys. And we have a few more here. Bocconi's is the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. This is one of my favorite pizzas of all time, let me tell you. And I'm a Chicago girl, so I'm picky. Bocconi's has this special pizza. It's a wheat crust with cheese and sausage and basil on top. It doesn't sound very good, but it is. I'm telling you, it is fantastic. You have to try. Get the special. Mention Dolly McCarthy Show. And if you're a veteran, you get dessert or a beverage of your choice. Absolutely free. Just mention Dolly. It's on me, guys. And many thanks to our sponsors that have been with us for the last almost 7 years on this show. Lucky number 7 is coming up, you guys. But we're celebrating 6 years still. Sullivan Steakhouse offering guests a unique steakhouse experience in Chicago with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. And finally, to Napier Settlement. Thanks, guys, for sponsoring the show all these years where history comes to play. Check out NapierSettlement.org. And don't forget to check out their Facebook page.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Good Show on Blog Talk Radio, where it all began. WCKG 1530 AM in Chicago, Tuileville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, which I just mentioned, Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, and 1010 News Talk. Hello, everybody there, where I'm your morning gal. thanks for tuning into The Good Show. Every week I bring you good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. I think we've already had a couple already. So there you go. I want to do a quick public service announcement. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, right? And we're going to have a guest talking very shortly about a way that you can help make a difference. You know, lace up your shoes, and we're going to paint the town red, Chicago, that is. So stay tuned for more on that. And my upcoming guest, Lee Cambada, she'll be on very soon. She's a breast cancer survivor, so stay tuned. And then a little later in the show, David Perkins from Beatnik Foods is going to give us the lowdown on organic foods. Last month was Organic Harvest Month. That's September. We're a little behind. But that's okay. We still can learn from this. I'm into this organic thing. It's here to stay in my house, that's for sure. I've gone all organic, and I want to learn more about it. And there's some fruits and vegetables that you don't have to be organic, I guess. So we'll find out. We'll crack the code on that one and organics, and find out why organics are so expensive and why the prices of organics have not gone down. If everybody's trying to go organic now, you would think. So that's a little later in the show. So stay tuned for that. I want to also do another public service announcement. Not only is it Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it's also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And I've mentioned this before in this show. As you guys know, I'm also the publisher-editor of two magazines in Chicago, one of them being Park Ridge Living Magazine, and that magazine is actually host of Sioux Hall Century 21, our presenting sponsor of Park Ridge Living's fashion show 2019. Hello, gorgeous. Yep, we are having this fashion show, guys. And it's almost sold out, so thanks to everybody who's already bought a ticket. 100% of your ticket, did you know that, is going to either Lifespan or Wings. Both of these agencies work tirelessly to help support women and children who've been affected or abused by domestic abuse, and they're looking for a way out. Maybe they need legal services, very expensive. Oftentimes, women don't leave because they don't have the funds to do so. And obviously, children are affected too. So Lifespan and Wings, they work tirelessly side by side, two different agencies, but they complement each other and they fill in the gaps where needed. Advocacy, legal counsel, shelter, housing, and counseling too. Emergency funds too, to get out of the bad situation. So here we are, Park Ridge Living. I'm proud to say we are hosting this fashion show featuring Kelly Clark, who's a designer on the northwest side of Chicago, a very talented young lady who has been working very hard all summer long and fall to come up with, oh gosh, like 70 different looks. She's an amazing designer. I've had two dresses designed by her. So I hope you guys can all come out. Check it out on the Eventbrite page. It is Sioux Hall Century 21 presents Park Ridge Living's Fashion Show 2019. Hello, gorgeous. And it's $90 a ticket, but that's not all. You know, it sounds a little high, but you get dinner. You're getting free alcohol, vodka beverages provided by Tito's and Shive Family Wines, providing the wine. We'll have a fantastic New York style, high energy fashion show, a silent auction, a step and repeat. We're going to let you walk the red carpet and so much more, and fabulous, fabulous swag bags as well. So you don't want to miss this. So please, guys, the tickets are going very, very fast. And if you're a regular listener on the Dolly McCarthy Show and I haven't met you yet, please, or if you're a new listener too, come on. Come on down and take part in this. You can check out our Facebook page, our Instagram page. All the details are on there. I'm really, really excited about what's to come. This is going to be a great evening. So please come and support Lifespan and Wings. Like I mentioned, 100% of ticket sales are going to these two agencies to make a difference for women and children affected by domestic violence. All right. Well, I'm running out of time. I won't be able to tell you about our Ireland trip. Last week, you guys all missed me, didn't you? I was in Ireland. Thank God. Finally, the trip happened. I will fill you in on all of that, but you can check out our Facebook pages and see some of the details on there, where we went, where we explored. I will say Galway, Killarney, and Dingle were some of my favorite places. But I did really enjoy Dublin and the Guinness Museum. As you can see, when we went to the Guinness Storehouse, you'll see all the fun we had there. That's for sure. Okay, we'll be back in 17 seconds with my first guest.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Lace up your shoes. There's a new pink in town. The Great Pink Run with Glambia is coming to Chicago's Diversity Harbor this Saturday, October 5th. It's a family-friendly event, guys, and a 5K run, or you can jog or walk, and a 10K challenge, by the way. And together, walkers and runners, men, women, and children of all ages and levels in support of breast cancer programs between the leading U.S. and Irish Centers of Excellence. Speaking of Ireland, here we are. All the proceeds for the 2019 Great Pink Run with Glambia will benefit Research A Cure. That's a not-for-profit 501c organization to support international breast cancer research. I'm really glad to have on the show, joining me now is Lee Cambiata. I hope I'm saying that right. I'm a little Italian here. Lee, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am.
Oh, wonderful. Lee Cambiata is a breast cancer survivor. Lee, I'm so glad you could join me on the show today and share some of your journey and why this new Great Pink Run in Chicago is so important to you. And let's just start with your journey first and foremost. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I am a Chicagoan, born and raised. I'm 33 years old, and I live with my husband of 7 years, and we have a wonderful almost 4-year-old boy right now. So that's just a little bit about myself. I run my own health and wellness coaching business at home, and I take care of our son. And I am kind of a little bit, if you want me to go into my breast cancer journey story, yeah. I can definitely go that way. So in May 2017, I found a lump. So I was just, you know, that's just 2 years ago, found a lump in my left breast. I was like, this is weird. Went to my doctor. She said, this is weird. Let's get you in mammogram. The radiologist came in and he said, I think you have cancer. And a biopsy did confirm that I was diagnosed with stage 2 triple negative breast cancer. And I did chemotherapy. I had a lumpectomy and surgery, and then I also did radiation. You know, 1 in 8 women are diagnosed with breast cancer. And then there's the statistic that 30% of those women who are diagnosed in early stage breast cancer are then later diagnosed with metastatic. I was that 30%. In last September, I went in for my checkup appointments with a mammogram, and ultrasound, and we found a lymph node that looked funky, and it came back that it was cancer, and that my cancer had locally spread to my pectoral muscles in my left side, some masses in my lymph nodes in my throat, as well as in my arm, and you know, I immediately jumped on an immunotherapy study, and I just graduated the study. It was only a year long. I literally just graduated yesterday. I finished my last infusion so I have lost. Some of the tumors are gone, and two of them have shrunk and have remained stable. And so I get to rest for a little while until December when my next scans are. So that's kind of just a little bit of my story.
That is quite a journey, Lee. My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, first and foremost, you know, let me go back just a little bit. First of all, I'm in admiration of you and how you've gotten through this, and you sound very positive. And I know that's part of your treatment. You know, it's really important to stay positive, and you sound like that. So that's really good to hear in your voice. And you're going to beat this, girl. You really are. We're rooting for you. But let me go back to, you know, I'm just curious that I apologize. We don't have that much time
show.
We do have another guest who is on standby, and thank you so much to Organic, to the Betnick Foods Company for staying standby. But while we talk to Lee here, so Lee Gambiata is a breast cancer survivor. Lee, when you found the lump, do you do regular breast exams?
I do.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I in college, remember that was something in college I remember like learning about, and it was just always something that I've done. I know that it's not, you know, a lot of women do not do it. Early detection is so important, especially when you can catch it early, because
right,
of all the
right.
research that's been done in the past. We have so many options now for women in early stages of breast cancer. So
would you have been able to notice that lump had you not done a breast exam on yourself?
Would have not noticed it. I didn't notice anything different. When I felt it, it was all of a sudden. It was there. It wasn't there 1 month, and then it was there the next, and it was about a 5-centimeter mass in my breast.
Wow. Wow. So how did you get involved with this Great Pink Run? For those of you tuning in, the Great Pink Run is going to be held this Saturday along Chicago's lakefront at Diversity Harbor. There's still time to register. You can go to greatpinkrun.com. And so, Lee, how did you get involved with this organization?
Through other of my breast cancer friends who are local in Chicago. We are a very strong community. It's not a community you want to be a part of, but when you do become a part of the breast cancer community, it is a strong one. And so a lot of my friends were doing this race, and I got connected, with them, and the race asked me to be an ambassador as a woman with metastatic breast cancer. This race, the money that's going for this race is going locally to the Ludwig Cancer Research Center at the University of Chicago. I'm at the University of Chicago's Medical Center for my treatments, and my doctors, you know, they're, I think, one of the tops in doing research in breast cancer. And so that's how I got involved, and that's why I'm so passionate about it, because it's not only just helping me, it's helping so many other women out there. The research that's being done today is going to change lives. Like I said, the research that was done 20, 30 years ago on metastatic cancers is what we're using now to help treat women in early stages. And as we continue to do more and more research, more and more women are going to be able to find a cure. There is no cure for stage 4. We kind of get put through tons of different treatments and hope for the best. And so as we continue to do more and more research, there are more options then for more women out there and men out there who are going through breast cancer.
Right. Well, early detection, as you mentioned, is important. It's important for women to be aware of their own breast health. I'm reading too that there is a new app that this group has put out there called Breast Aware. Are you familiar with this app?
Yeah, I've heard about it.
It's a simulated guide on how to perform a self-examination and outlines the 8 signs and symptoms of which to be aware. This app can also send a discreet reminder to your mobile phone to remind you to perform these monthly self-exams, which I will honestly admit that I am very bad at doing. So I'm going to have to download this app. I really like this.
We call it Feel It on the First. So every first day of the month, you do your exam, and you just notice there's any differences. It's kind of helpful. You know, just that's a helpful thing, Feel It on the First. So you are always, you're doing it at the same time, getting your, you know, as you get older, going in for those mammograms once a year, and I think it's like every 3 years, depending on your history. But just knowing your body is so important, and knowing if there are any weird changes, to go in immediately.
Right.
Just don't sit on it. Just go in and get it looked at.
Lee Cambiata is a breast cancer survivor. Lee, we're so glad to have you on the show today, and she's going to be running. Are you running or walking? You're
walking. I am walking,
fine.
So yeah. My husband and my son will be with me. Yes,
Okay.
All 3 of us are going to be at the race. He's my biggest supporter, so I couldn't have him not with me.
Oh, I'm getting goosebumps. I love it. It's so good to hear your spirit and your positivity, because I know that's so important for survivors of this. We've got to find a cure, because Lee, you're far too young to be dealing with something like this, but you're gonna whip it, girl. We know it, and we wish you all the best. And thank you so much for coming on the show. The Great Pink Run with Glambia is happening this Saturday in Chicago. Come on out and support Lee. Go out there and high five her, and root her on, and people or women just like her for the Great Pink Run. Go check out greatpinkrun.com. By the way, I was my understanding that Sonia O'Sullivan, the Great Pink, is going to be at the Great Pink Run. She's an Irish Olympian athlete.
She's leading the 10K. So we're so excited. We've got some great local celebrities as well doing the 5K.
Yes, you're so excited. And I'm almost out of time. I'm so sorry, Lee, but I wanted to do a shout out to Sonia O'Sullivan. Sonia O'Sullivan, did you know? You know, I was over in Ireland last week. I was just telling everybody a little bit about my trip, and I was at the Epic Museum. This is the museum in Ireland. It's a historical museum. It shows the world what the Irish have contributed to the world. Even Barack Obama, did you know he's Irish too? Anyway, they had this huge display. Yeah, Sonia O'Sullivan. And I saw her on there, and I thought, oh my goodness, there's Sonia, when she ran it, and she won the Irish silver medal Olympics. When was that? 1995. So that's going to be really cool. I met her at the kickoff for the Great Pink Run, and it's going to be so cool to see her again this weekend. And especially you, Lee, I'm going to look for you. I hope I see you. Thanks for everything that you are doing on behalf of the organization, and keep going, girl.
Thank you.
Wish you all the
thank
best.
You so much for having me.
And please do stay in touch. Thanks a lot, Lee.
Thanks.
Bye-bye now.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
All righty. September was Organic Harvest Month. We're a little short there. We missed it. But it's October, and it's harvest time still. And we have a guest on the show. Who's on there? Is it Bitnik Foods? I'm not quite
That's
sure.
That's it, Bitnik Foods.
And who am I speaking to?
This is Jack. I'm jumping in today. David was supposed to be on, but I wanted to jump in and talk to you guys all about Organic Harvest Month. Yeah, it just happened, but we're still, you know, still celebrating. There's never a wrong time.
No, not at all. And I was really curious about what you guys had to say about organics, because there's a lot of folks switching to organic, and you know, organic is best, they say, but you know, the question remains, you have the organic foods, fruits and vegetables sitting right next to the regular stuff, if I could call it that. Already, first and foremost, it's good that you're in that section, grocery shopping and picking up fruits and vegetables. But you know, how do we know that these, when they say they're organic, how do we know that they're truly organic? What is the standard in the U.S. of A, the good old U.S. of A?
You know, it's all managed by the United States Department of Agriculture in terms of what can be certified organic. The producers and products have to follow a very specific criteria, right? So whether it's food or whether it's some sort of other agricultural product, it must be approved through must be done through some approved methods, which include you know, make sure that you're integrating the cultural, biological, and mechanical practices that really foster that cycling of resources. So you're really trying to promote the balance for the environment while also conserving biodiversity. So there's that all sounds like a lot of you know, larger words than what they really are. It's really just about making sure that you're maintaining the products in a way that you know, is healthy for not only the consumer, but healthy for the environment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And which foods to buy and which foods to pass on?
I'm sorry?
Which foods should consumers buy and which foods should they pass on in terms of the organic selections out there?
You know, anything that is marked organic is going to be a good buy. You know, it's nice that you start seeing those more in grocery stores. And in fact, even my local grocery store, I think, has more organic products than it does maybe what you refer to as like the normal product, I guess, rather. So it's nice that you can go into the store, you could find, you know, organic tomatoes, organic apples, organic, you know, fruits and vegetables, which just kind of give you that peace of mind that, you know, you're enjoying something that, you know, probably hasn't, there's no GMOs involved, there's no chemical treatment that is, you know, unnatural going for your fruits and vegetables. So it's a little bit healthier to eat and enjoy.
Right, right. And so of all the fruits and vegetables out there, you know, I guess I should rephrase that question I said, are there some that you absolutely should go organic? Because organic is expensive, let's face it, you know. And
yeah. There are a few. I mean, some things that you might always want to try to buy organic are things like celery. Grapes are really good organic. Cherries, for sure. Tomatoes, any kind of variety of tomato, cherry tomato. And even peppers or cucumbers are great buys when it comes to organic.
Okay. How about, you still should go with the organic for apples. What about bananas?
Bananas are a great organic product, yeah.
Okay.
They're sometimes a little bit harder to find, but
I'm just wondering if you could, you know, if you can't find the organic or the organic is too expensive of all the fruits and vegetables, which one's pretty safe to say if you don't get it organic, you're okay?
I think it's safe to say certainly, you know, something like a banana is okay. Some apples are okay, and strawberries are also good in terms of if you can't find an organic strawberry, even buying a non-organic strawberry is still pretty good.
Right, right. And organic, why should people eat organic? You know, what are the things that you tell your consumers?
You know, for us and for Beatnik, what's really important about an organic product is that you know exactly what is in our meals. There's no additives. There's nothing that you can't pronounce on the back of the packaging. They're all free from chemicals, pesticides, no GMOs. So that's really important for us because we think it's the right thing to do for our planet, it's the right thing to do for our patrons, and it's really right for future generations. So that's why we try to, you know, it's really important for us in our products to, you know, be organic so that consumers feel good about what they're getting at the store.
Yeah. Okay, for those of us that are not familiar with Beatnik Foods, tell us what you are, what you produce, what kind of products that are out there that we can sample or try.
Yeah.
At our local restaurant. Or grocery store?
Yeah, we offer a lot of different variety. Frozen meals packaged, you can find them easily in the frozen section at Mariano's or Fresh Market there in the area. Or you can find other locations by going to beatnikfoods.com. But really, we just want to have meals that are as simple as the ingredients that we use, really. We use organic grass-fed beef or organic chicken, organic veggies and herbs in our meals. And we're also certified for all those things. We're certified USDA organic, we're certified gluten-free, and we're certified paleo. So really you're getting these incredibly delicious meals that, you know, cook pretty quickly, and you're able to enjoy, you know, for dinner, for, you know, a good lunch. So instead of, you know, going out for a fast food lunch during the day, you're able to pack like a Beatnik Foods meal, stick it in the freezer, get to work, and enjoy it for lunch.
Mm-hmm. What kind of food are we talking about? Are these like TV dinner style dinners that you're talking about? Like, you just pop them in the oven, heat them up, and it's good to go, like a breast of chicken and some vegetables? What?
Yeah, that's it exactly. Or even, you know, some new things that we have is a fire roasted pepper steak, which is really delicious. We also have, you know, a little bit wider variety of things, like a chicken chili verde, or even a lemongrass chicken. Or, you know, you can also can't go wrong with some classics, which include like our shepherd's pie. So, you know, sometimes you're just looking for a really good, wholesome, savory meal. Shepherd's pie, you can never go wrong with.
You can never go wrong with shepherd's pie. I had a lot of that. I don't know if you heard me earlier talking about Ireland, and
I don't have
time to get into that conversation about my trip. Well, actually, we went with a bunch of folks with the Dolly McCarthy Show and Harper's Living Magazine, and we had some shepherd pie. Let me tell you, whoa. That and Guinness don't taste the same.
Right from the source, for sure.
Yeah, and all of their meats, a lot of Irish farmers, the meat and the butter, all grass-fed, you know, so that's right there, very important. Not a lot of additives there. They don't really mess up food in Ireland, and the food there is so good. Far better, I think, than what I've heard years ago. So, you know, you're not going to go hungry when you go to Ireland. But anyway, we've been talking to Jack. We're going to, on a side note there, we're back here. We were talking to Jack at Beatnik Foods. Where is the company based out of?
We're based right out of Austin, Texas.
And how was it started? Is it a farm?
It started with David, our chef. You know, he wanted to, you know, produce these meals that were delicious, right? He has a real passion for food, and for him, you know, his family came first. So he wanted to make something that was something that he'd be happy to put on, you know, on the table in front of his family and serve for dinner.
And that was healthy and free of pesticides and toxins and, right? And so
that's it, exactly.
Everything you're saying out of Beatnik Foods is organic and chemical pesticide free?
That's it, exactly, yeah. You know,
okay.
It's something that you want to feel good about. And, you know, we're talking about things that you could buy at the store that's organic versus non-organic, but you know, those are decisions you make, and you know, every decision you make is, you know, is great, and you know, you have to do whatever's best for your family, and you just want to feel good about whatever you're putting in front of your family. And if that means that you're going to pick up a, you know, an organic cucumber versus a non-organic cucumber this week, it's those little things that make you just kind of feel good about yourself. And so that's really where Beatnik Foods comes in. Is, you know, when you're putting these meals in front of your family, or in front of yourself, that you're feeding your body with something that is good and good for you.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Oh, and
Jack,
tasty too.
So
let's just be honest.
I will have to try some of this. Hey, Jack, thanks so much for coming on the show and talking about organic foods. Jack is with Beatnik Foods in Texas, and you can check out their line at Mariano's. I'm not getting paid for this, but I'm just advocating for organic here. So keep up the good work down there. Beatnik Foods, we appreciate your coming on the show. If you want to send us some coupons to give to our reader or listeners, go right ahead. You know where to
I'm
find
sure
us.
We
but
could
Jack,
do that.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much
hey,
for
thank
being
you.
On the show. Take care now.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we are out of time, my friends. This is Dolly with the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thanks for tuning in. And I just want to leave you on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us along on Twitter. Instagram as well. We'd love to have you on there. Everybody have a great week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time on The Good Show. So long, everybody.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Dolly.